This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
The Game 7 theme continues. Will we see the Rangers and Devils in a Game 1? As we bring in Anil Check, our NHL Network insider, who is part of that Ranger series. Happy Friday, Eddie.
Hello, Deb, EJ. How are you?
All right, Eddie O.
We're good. We're good. Ready for a big weekend. Let's talk about the Rangers and the Capitals. Tell us what you think has been the difference in the series so far, Eddie.
Well, I think it's been the depth players of the Washington Capitals, Deb. I really think the likes of Matt Hendricks and Brooks Like and Jason Chimera, and even getting some goals from John Carlson, Mike Green, I think has played really well. And I think that's why it's the series is tied up at 3 games apiece, and there's going to be a Game 7 tomorrow night at the Garden. I just think that the Capitals' depth players have performed better than the Ranger depth forward. So I'm looking at a guy like Derek Stepan. I'm looking at Ryan Callahan to take their game to the level that we know that they can play at. And, you know, not sure how much more ice time Chris Kreider's going to get, but he's got some live legs. Brian Boyle needs to get back to where he was a little bit earlier in the series. But to me, I think the big guys have washed themselves out. Ovechkin, Backstrom, Gabbert, Richards. You know, the goaltending, I think, for the most part, has been pretty even, and maybe even you might say and argue that Holtby might be a little bit better at this point as far as giving up some goals that you wouldn't expect by Henrik Lundqvist. But to me, it's been the depth of the Capitals that has allowed this series to get to a Game 7 tomorrow night at the Garden.
Eddie, I agree with you on that. I think the Capitals have gotten contributions from so many different players throughout the first two rounds here. And let me ask you about Brandon Dubinsky, and you get your thoughts about how much the Rangers have missed him, because he didn't have a great regular season, but right. He's been a guy that grew up in their organization, and you know, he's a guy not afraid of a big moment, has been in a few with this team now. It seems like they really missed him over the last several games.
Yeah, EJ, we've had this conversation before. I'm a big fan of Brandon Dubinsky. That's the kind of guy I'd want to play with. I'd want him to play for me. He gives you energy. You can play him in any, you know, forward situation. You know, he's got live legs. You know, he has an opportunity to get in on the forecheck and go ahead and run somebody through the, you know, into the second or third row. And, I mean, it is a big loss. There's no doubt about it, because I think what it does for Torts and his staff is, you know, it kind of limits what options he may have. So, you know, to get another guy with some live legs and have some offensive finish and have some offensive ability to be able to make some plays 5-on-5 or on the power play. And yeah, it has been a big loss for them, but that's an opportunity for other guys. And look, the mindset has to be one thing for the Rangers. They've earned the opportunity to get a Game 7 at the Garden, to get to the conference final against their arch rivals. I mean, that's why you play. That's why you play all year, to give yourself this opportunity. And really, nothing else should matter. But the biggest question mark that I had for the Rangers pretty much all season, and it's especially coming into the playoffs, is that they got to work so hard to create. They got to work so hard to get their goals. Do they have enough offensive finish? And if the game is I think it plays into the hands that it's a lower scoring game. If it's a 2-1, 1-0 game, I think that plays in favor of the Rangers, because if it gets to one of those trap me type of games, which I don't think it's going to, but we've seen some crazy thing in Game 7, that I just don't know if the Rangers have enough of that proven offensive finish to go ahead and put the puck in the back of the net when push comes to shove. So, look, you know how they're going to play. Both teams are going to sell out. They're going to block shots, and they'd be tight scoring. As, you know, who can take advantage of a mistake in a Game 7 and give themselves an opportunity?
Eddie, one more thing on this game. We always like to take you to your open of the show. So take us there. It's Saturday night. You're going to tell us who to look for, what's the matchup, who to watch.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, with the rumors and speculation that there might be some line changing going on by John Tortorella, to me, I think that just speaks volumes to say, look, as I said earlier, that the big guys have washed themselves out, and they got to get Stepan going. I mean, to me, he's really the key. I think that he is really the key, because he has offense, he can create. Is Kreider going to be up on that left side with Stepan and Ryan Callahan? Can that be a second line that can come out and generate offense and have the ability to be able to play in the offensive zone and actually create and finish chances? So for me, for the Rangers, if that does happen, I actually said that, Deb, in between the second and third period, right before the start of the third, on our NBC Sports Network broadcast the other in Game 6, is I thought maybe that Torres might change the lines up a little bit. You know, he did
didn't really do a lot of changing in the third period. He moved Kreider up on one of those lines late in the game, but he kind of stayed the course. And of course, Gabbert's goal off the backside of John Carlson. But to me, that'll be something that we're going to zero in tomorrow night on our open tomorrow.
Hey, Eddie, before we let you go, I want to ask you about the Kings and the Coyotes, too, because they play game one on Sunday. That's locked in now as well, the start of the third round, the conference final round. And what do you expect there? Who are you looking for? I know you love the Kings. You've liked them all season. But what do you think could be a difference for maybe from the Coyotes' standpoint? What do they have to do to get in under the Kings a little bit, who've been so good in their first two rounds?
Yeah, well, I tell you, I mean, both these coaches have done an unbelievable job, Dave Sippett and Daryl Sutter. I think for the Coyotes, I mean, the area I think that they want to do is I think that they want to force the LA Kings to defend. I think that they want to play one of those type of games that are going to be in the corners and muck it out, grind it out type of game. So I think that's where they probably want to be able to play and use some of those bigger bodies. And to me, a guy like Martin Hanzel will be a real big key in this series. I mean, he has the ability to be able to go up against Andrei Kopitar or Mike Richards, depending on what Dave Tippett wants to do. But to me, I think a corner game for the Phoenix Coyotes, I think that's really where, you know, they're going to, I mean, they've had success, but I think that's an area that they're certainly going to zero in on.
All right, thank you very much.
Eddie,
love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.